Talk, talk to me. WSRadio.com.
Welcome back to Build Your Business Radio with your host, Barbara Weltman.
At some time, you'll be talking about your business to the media. Are you prepared? Here with me now to help us get into shape for this task is Brad Phillips. He's president of Phillips Media Relations, a media and presentation training firm based in New York City. And he writes the world's most visited media training website, Mr. Media Training. He just released a new book called The Media Training Bible, 101 Things You Absolutely Positively Need to Know Before Your Next Interview. I've read the book, and I'm delighted he could join me today. Hi, Brad.
Hi, Barbara. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, it's really my pleasure. So, look, I think that this is one of those essential things that we all have to kind of deal with, and certainly being prepped before the need arises is the best thing we could do. So first off, what should business people know about the media before they even do an interview?
Well, I think most people in business have seen or maybe even personally experienced some of the horror stories, some of the downsides of working with the media. They've perhaps been misquoted or taken out of context and for whatever reason aren't happy with the story that comes out the next day or the way that they were represented. And so the first thing that I tell people in business is even though all of those things are occasionally true, in my experience, 90-some percent of all media interviews aren't adversarial. They aren't people looking for a gotcha moment. So the first thing I try to do is disavow people of the notion that the media are out to get you and instead try to make the case that the media in most cases are looking for the same thing that you as a business person are. Most people are looking to talk about their brand, to try to get exposure, to try to build their own reputation. And in many cases, the quote that makes you look good also helps the journalist put together a good story. In most cases, journalists don't want a bad quote in the story because it slows down their own story. They want something that's compelling and engaging, and if you can deliver it to them, they're more likely to run that type of quote from you.
Yeah, I have found that to be true, that most of the people I have dealt with over the years in the media are really friendly and are just looking for the information. They're not looking to for the, as you point out, that gotcha moment. But I think that even though what you say is true, I think that there's still many business owners who just don't feel comfortable speaking to the media. Maybe it's just lack of experience or they feel too pressed with what they're doing. What should they do? Should they hire a spokesperson? Should they designate someone else in the business to represent the business? What do you say to that business owner?
In most cases, I recommend that they serve as the spokesperson themselves. What a lot of studies find is that people, audience members, tend to associate a company with its CEO or its leadership. And so when you pass that off, you make it harder to create a brand that people remember. So one of the things, first of all, that fear is very natural. I think business people live in fear of saying something that makes them look bad or makes them cringe because they didn't articulate it quite the right way. So the first thing I do when working with a fearful spokesperson is say this. You know how to speak to one person. You know how to have a one-on-one conversation with a customer or with a vendor, and speaking to the media really is no different. Yes, the number of people in the audience may be bigger than one, but let's say the audience is 50,000 people. I always tell people, you're never speaking to 50,000 people at a time. You're speaking to one person at a time, and you're having 50,000 conversations. And I'll even drill down further and ask people in business to tell me who specifically their target audience is. I'm not talking about my target audience is 25 to 54, they're men or women, they're professionals. That's way too vague. What I'm talking about with people is give me one person in your audience. Really flesh that person out. I want to hear about, let's say, the 33-year-old professional woman, mother of two. She has a boy and a girl. The boy is in fifth grade and the girl is in second grade. She lives in this community in this town. By being that specific, I think people are able during media interviews to really focus their answer at that one person and stop getting nervous about everybody else in their audience. And my theory is if you are effective at reaching that one person in your target audience, you're effective at reaching everybody else in your audience who matters.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a really great point. And I also think that business owners should remember that they're experts about their business and their what they're doing and can talk to that. And certainly if questions come up that they don't feel they have expertise in, they can decline to answer. They shouldn't be afraid that they're going to be stumped with a question.
That's right. In fact, I think there's a confidence in saying I don't know. And what I would even say to people to take it a step further, if you are asked a question that you don't know the answer to, let's say during a live radio interview, it's totally appropriate to say, you know, Barbara, that's a great question. I don't have the answer. I'm going to look into that, and I'll post the answer to my website. So within 24 hours, anybody who's curious, come to my website. I'll find the answer, and I'll post it there. I think that type of confidence when you don't know the answer to a question actually does more to increase the regard the audience has for you than a spokesperson who bluffs their way through an answer.
Yeah, I agree with you. Also, you can always turn, you're the expert, so I'm just telling you from my experience and what I got from reading your book, that you can turn a question to your advantage. So, in other words, if you're asked a question and you don't know it, you can say, well, I don't know that, but what I do know is...
Yeah, that's something in the book I call the Peter Jennings rule. Peter Jennings, the late anchor of ABC's World News Tonight. So, you know, Peter Jennings, from what I've been told from producers who work for his show, wasn't always the nicest guy, and he occasionally on the air would ask his own correspondents a question that he thought they might not know the answer to. And the reason he did that, he wanted to make sure the correspondents were on their toes and really knew the story. So his correspondents, who after a while got tired of not being able to answer his questions, started learning to answer it this way. You know, Peter, that's unclear, but let me tell you what we do know at this hour. And that kind of technique is perfect for spokespeople. Again, you're not looking to bluff, but what you're looking to do is, if you don't know the specific answer to a question, oftentimes you know something a little bit more broad about that topic, and it's completely appropriate to transition to the broad thing you know about the topic, even if you don't know the specific number or specific piece of information they're asking for.
You're so right. Brad, one of the things I wanted to compliment you on your book is that after reading the book, I was watching politicians on TV, and boy, they must have read your book too. Because after reading the book and hearing some of these, reading and learning some of the pointers in the book, I really could see how the politicians responding to questions. Basically, they control the situation. They answer what they say. They get the information across that they want to. They duck the questions that they don't want to respond to, and so they seem to have mastered your book. One of the things that you do mention in the book is you use an acronym CUBE-A to help people develop the messages that they want to make sure they convey in interviews. Why don't you explain to my listeners what CUBE-A stands for?
Well, first, thank you for reading the book in such depth. CUBE-A is an acronym in five parts, and it contains the elements of great messaging. I won't go in detail through all of them, but I'll just tell you first, the acronym is C is for consistent, U is for unburdened, B is for brief, E is for earworthy, and A is for audience focused. And let me just take a couple of those, because I think there's a couple of these points that are really relevant for people in your audience. First of all, this point about C is for consistent. If every time you're communicating in public, whether it's through a media interview or a public appearance or a meeting with a client or on your website or in the material that you produce for your customers to read, if every time you deliver a message through any of those mediums I just mentioned, you're consistent. Well, now you've done something to bring the countdown, the number of times that your audience has been exposed to the message, up. What we say is that it takes somewhere between 7 to 15 exposures to a message for that message to really sink in. So if every time you're delivering that message in all of those different mediums, you're consistent, you have a chance of bringing that countdown up to 7 to 15. But if your message is slightly different every time you deliver it to different audiences or through different channels, you really aren't benefiting from that consistency. One of the examples I give is people in your audience. If I throw out a few commercial taglines, the best part of waking up is, GE, we bring good things too. Almost everybody in your audience is able to fill in the blanks there. Why? Well, it's that combination of repetition and consistency over time. And so people in business should be doing the same thing with their own messaging. If the messages are changing over time, they're really not benefiting from the same thing those advertisers are. The other part of Cubae that I think is really important for people to know is B is for brief. The average soundbite on television today is about 7.3 seconds. And it's not just television that's superficial in that way. It's also, if you read newspapers, I'll ask everybody in your audience, pick up a newspaper next time you're around one and just look at the first quote you see. Odds are that first quote is somewhere between 10 and 25 words, and that's it. So the challenge for you as somebody in business is not only to develop messages, but to develop ones that are really short and powerful, and it's not easy to do, but it's worth the investment of time in coming up with those, because the businesses that are adept at doing that are the ones that tend to get called by reporters over and over again.
Yeah, I think that's true, what you just said about being brief. I don't think that... I know from teaching college students and doing media appearances, people just don't have the attention span that you might think they do. And you got to really say things very directly and very clearly. And oftentimes it's helpful to paint a picture and really have the message, really work on the message and think about what you want to say.
Well, that's right. The average number of messages that people are exposed to every day, and I'm talking here about marketing messages, so every time you go to...
I'm going to have to cut you off because we're coming up to a break now. Am I right?
Yes.
Yep. Okay, we're coming up to a break. I want to make sure everybody has your website, MrMediaTraining.com. Brad Phillips, author of The Media Training Bible.
Save your cash while increasing your sales. Every business knows cash is king. Quit paying out your cash while maintaining all the services you need. At the same time, increase sales with new customers. Sound too good to be true? It's not. WS Radio has done it using traditional business practices. We will even give you $250 in services just to give it a try. Log on to wsradio.com/barter. That's wsradio.com/barter.
Thank you for listening to WS Radio. If you are not listening on your smartphone, WS Radio and our friends at MentorMate have just made it a lot easier with our new WS Radio 2.0 iPhone, BlackBerry, and Android apps. Just search for WS Radio in the iPhone store, BlackBerry, or Android market. There are all free downloads so you can listen live or on demand to your favorite show. These new apps work on most iPhones and for the newer BlackBerry and Androids. After you check them out and see how well they work, pay a little visit to our preferred app developer, MentorMate. They have been programming mobile applications for over 10 years now and are one of the few companies that handle all three major smartphones. The world is going mobile, and that is where your company should be. To learn more about MentorMate and our new WS Radio 2.0 phone apps, log on to wsradio.com/mobile. That is wsradio.com/mobile.
In the military, things can change in an instant. Your personal life is just the same. Just like you protect our country, you want your family protected. That's why thousands of military members trust Navy Mutual Life Insurance. Navy Mutual is nonprofit, providing current and former Navy, Marine, and Coast Guard families with life insurance, no sales fees, and no military service restrictions. Protecting members on active duty and beyond. Call 1-800-628-6011, 800-628-6011, NavyMutual.org. Insuring those who serve.
Touch the screen.
Amazing.
No, really, touch it. Go ahead and experience it. Imagine at your next trade show or event, giving your customers and prospects a unique brand experience. Immersing them in your brand and creating an environment for them to not just see, but to virtually touch and feel your products and services. Multi-touch presentations enhance the touchscreen experience. Avery Marketing develops customized applications for multi-touch presentations. You can now interact with your media using multiple touches and gestures on video displays, giving your audience a customized, interactive experience that will leave them asking for more. To see some of our custom presentations and find out if multi-touch or any of our other marketing services are right for you, visit our website at AveryMarketing.com. Avery Marketing, fresh perspective, exceptional craft, inspired creative. Avery Marketing provides strategic brand marketing solutions that engage customers and prospects in your brand experience.
Talk to me. WSRadio.com.
Welcome back to Build Your Business Radio with your host, Barbara Weltman.
I'm talking now with Brad Phillips. He's president of Phillips Media Relations and author of The Media Training Bible, a must-read for any business owner who expects to be speaking to the media, which is everyone at some point. And his website to check out, MrMediaTraining.com. That's MrMediaTraining.com. We were talking, Brad, before the break about the importance of business owners getting their message honed so that they can present it in a really a very effective sound bite. And I know you also shared the acronym CUBE-A. There are some specific questions I'd like to have you address now. One of the things that you hear a lot of people say, well, you see it in TV shows, I don't know if it's true, people say no comment or can I speak off the record. What do you think about those kinds of statements?
Generally speaking, bad ideas for both. No comment is almost, they're the two most poisonous words, I'd say, in any spokesperson's media lexicon, because a journalist who hears those words know that there's more information there, that the spokesperson is hiding something, and so their instinct is to want to find out what that is. It's a much better practice if you legitimately can't comment about something, and there are times you can't. For example, if you are a privately held business and somebody is asking you for your revenue figures, you might not want to disclose that to the press. That's okay, but instead of saying no comment, you might say something along the lines of, you know, as a private company, we would be giving our competitors an unfair advantage if we disclose that type of information. For that reason, we don't disclose the specific numbers. What I can tell you is we're more profitable this year than we've ever been before. That's what I call commenting without commenting. It's better than a no comment because at least the media and the public feel like you've at least addressed the question honestly. And as for off the record, you know, you almost have to think about Watergate or something like that. Is you imagine reporters wearing a trench coat in a dark parking garage with a spokesperson saying, "I'm going to tell you this, but it's off the record." The problem with off the record, I say in the Media Training Bible, I cite a study that says that the Washington Post was sent a survey, five different reporters at that newspaper, and the person doing the survey asked them to define the terms on the record, off the record, on background, on deep background, and guess what? All five reporters define those terms differently. So that tells me that if anybody says to a reporter, this is off the record, what one reporter thinks that term means is going to be vastly different than what some other reporter thinks it means. And so if you're depending on those terms to make an agreement with a reporter, you're almost surely going to get yourself in trouble.
Yeah, I think so, too. And certainly knowing that off the record, it's not a protection for you. Forget it. Let's talk about body language and your attire, your dress. Why do you think this is important, or just as important, perhaps, as the verbal message that you're conveying?
Well, in order to be effective, communication should be congruent. So, in other words, the words you say, the way in which you say it with your voice, and what your body is doing when you're saying that should all be in alignment with one another. And if they're not, it creates what I call a message disconnect. Let's say when your words are saying one thing, but your body is saying another. And when that happens, I think most people tend to react to it believing what your body is telling them and not what your words are saying. So as an example, I'll work with business people pretty often, helping them work on practice speeches, and they'll walk up to the lectern and they'll put their papers down and they'll say, thank you all very much for coming. This is a very exciting new announcement we're making. Well, guess what? Their words are saying how exciting the new announcement is, and their body and their voice just could not look more bored with the whole thing. I think when you're sitting in the audience and you see that, you conclude, well, it must not be very exciting. And so for that reason, it's really important that everything that you're doing with your body and your voice matches what you're saying with your words.
Yeah, that makes so much sense to me. And what I think is interesting, especially after reading your book, The Media Training Bible, is that it just makes you more attuned to what's going on. You can see this in other people, and certainly it helps you yourself, because I think that so many business owners face crisis situations where they may be forced to talk to the media. There may be some kind of incident at the company or near the company, and somebody sticks a microphone in your face, and you have to be prepared. And do you agree that business owners should be ready or prepared for every situation?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is your reputation at stake. And Warren Buffett had a phrase. He said it takes a lifetime to build a reputation and 15 minutes to destroy it. And so the good news for people is that a company that handles a crisis poorly, as you might assume, loses net value. I'm talking here about public companies, but a really somewhat shocking study out of the Oxford University in the UK found that companies that handle a crisis well actually had a 5% increase in value 6 months after the crisis occurred. And the authors of the study said the reason for that is because the public is judging the competence of the executives in that crisis. So in many ways, when a crisis occurs, people's first instinct is to say, oh my God, what do we do now? But I would encourage them instead to say, okay, as hard as this is an opportunity. And if we handle this well, people will think more of us than they did before the crisis ever happened. And that hopefully removes some of the panic and allows them to think clear-eyed, not only about the dangers in front of them, but also the opportunities.
Yeah, I think that's true. What do you see as the big – we might just have time for one or two. What do you think is the biggest mistake that you see business people make when they are being interviewed by the media?
Well, I think the biggest one they make is business people in general tend to be pretty well prepared. They take these things seriously. They draft their messages. They know what they want to say. They may even practice carefully what they want to say during interviews. But the mistake they make is that they put so much of a premium on their words that they don't put nearly as much of a premium on the connection they're making with the audience, on being charismatic and likable and somebody that the audience can relate to. And so what I'm constantly reminding executives and business owners to do is, if anything, put less of a premium on their words. It's okay if you're slightly less perfect and not precise in every word and phrase that you're saying if you're making a genuine connection with the audience and they like you at the end of the interview.
So likability is certainly important. Any last-minute thought for my listeners?
Well, the final thing I would say, and you alluded to this before, you said that you were watching television differently than before you had read the book. And that's a great way of learning yourself. I mean, in some ways, when you watch TV, the people that do this particularly well, you almost don't notice them doing it because they're so graceful at it. So stop being a passive viewer of the news. Start becoming an active viewer of it. Really look at the technique people are using. You're going to see some that you hate. You're going to see some that you love. And that, more than anything, is the best way of learning how to be a more effective communicator yourself.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. Brad, I want to thank you so much for spending time with me today and sharing your great insights and expertise with my listeners. I want to direct everybody to take a look at Brad's book, The Media Training Bible, 101 Things You Absolutely Positively Need to Know Before Your Next Interview. I did read it before I went on, I was on Yahoo Finance last week, and I did read the book before I did that, and my husband commented that he thought I was better than ever before, so I guess I did have a lot of takeaway from the book, and so that's a good recommendation. Certainly, check out Brad's website, Mr. Media Training, that's mrmediatraining.com. Also, I want to tell everybody, Brad, we'll have you back soon. I just really enjoyed the conversation. So.
I did too, Barbara. Thanks for your kind words.
You bet. Also, for more about me and to sign up for my idea of the day and my monthly newsletter, Big Ideas for Small Business, which are both free, as you know, just go to my website, BarbaraWeltman.com. Please follow me on Twitter, and I want to ask for your support. My book, J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2013 is being nominated for the Small Business Book Awards. I will post something on my idea of the day so that you can support me, vote for me, help me. And be sure to join me next week when I'll bring you more practical information to build your business.
I have some good news for a change. With the stressful times upon us, having a regular glass of wine has proved in many studies to reduce stress. Want some more stress-relieving tips? VinVillage.com is an exciting new social organization connecting wine lovers around the country with an exclusive local and online wine lifestyle experience. VinVillage members can meet others online and in person, attend wine dinners and tastings, participate in forums, blogs, and wikis, purchase limited and exclusive wines, even create your own wine. You heard me, create your own wine. And best yet, membership is free. So reduce some of the stress and have some fun. Join now and connect with thousands of other like-minded wine lovers. To learn more, go to VinVillage.com. That's www.vinvillage.com. VinVillage is where wine lovers connect.
Attention eBay sellers, are you protecting your feedback ratings? Protect yourself from bidders who abuse the feedback system with Bidder Warning. Find out before you accept an offer, respond to a message, or even after receiving a bid, whether the bidder has a history of leaving negative feedbacks. Regain control over the selling process with Bidder Warning by knowing your bidder before it's too late. Negative feedbacks can hurt your eBay business on many levels. It reduces your appeal to potential customers, and it reduces revenue from eBay directly by lowering your monthly seller discount. Use Bidder Warning to regain the power to protect yourself from these bad apples who will intentionally try to harm or threaten your business. Bidder Warning will automatically send you an email alerting you to the potential danger. Learn more at bidderwarning.com. Get a free 2-week trial by using promo code WSRadio at bidderwarning.com. Bidder Warning, an eBay seller's first line of defense.
Touch the screen.
Amazing.
No, really. Touch it. Go ahead and experience,
experience
it. Imagine at your next trade show or event giving your customers and prospects a unique brand experience. Immersing them in your brand and creating an environment for them to not just see, but to virtually touch and feel your products and services. Multi-touch presentations enhance the touchscreen experience. Avery Marketing develops customized applications for multi-touch presentations. You can now interact with your media using multiple touches and gestures on video displays, giving your audience a customized, interactive experience that will leave them asking for more. To see some of our custom presentations and find out if multi-touch or any of our other marketing services are right for you, visit our website at AveryMarketing.com. Avery Marketing, fresh perspective, exceptional craft, inspired creative. Avery Marketing provides strategic brand marketing solutions that engage customers and prospects in your brand experience.